It's only fitting that on the heels of the release of the movie The Social Network, that people in our business should try and get on that that kind of idea, that kind of bandwagon, if you will. It's more than a passing fad, this internet thing, after all. A young man who is doing just that is on the other end of my line. He is Darren Zakali, a member of the broadcast team at Meadowlands. Darren, welcome to Trout Radio. Tell us about your Facebook idea for getting a whole bunch of friends to come to the Big M.
Well, Norm, I've been a fan of horse racing in general since I was just a toddler. My father started bringing me to the track probably before I could even speak, and that love for the game quickly turned into basically making it my career, and I'm thankful to have the position I have with the broadcast team at the Meadowlands. Certainly wouldn't trade positions with anybody in the world. I love working there, and I've always tried to come up with ways to get younger people involved in the game. Because, after all, our fan base is just continuously getting older and older, and we're not replacing enough of those older fans with enough young fans. And the reason for that goes beyond just the fact that maybe the sport isn't as appealing as it once was. I don't necessarily agree with that.
I agree with you not agreeing with it. I think the sport is every bit as appealing. We just ignored an entire generation or two.
That's exactly correct, and I do think the times do have something to do with it. Things obviously from top to bottom are more expensive. People in their teens and 20s need to start saving money, which maybe necessarily wasn't as much of a concern in the 40s and 50s and 60s, where gambling was more predominant even on the streets of Brooklyn, where you had friends just throwing dice on places like 18th Avenue. You don't really see that anymore. And even people my age, they don't necessarily go to Atlantic City anymore to gamble. They go there for the dining and the nightlife, and that's part of the problem. And what I decided to do was basically I have so many friends on Facebook, and so many of which obviously are close to my age, being 27, that I said instead of calling my friends and saying, why don't you come out to the track, let me just create this event and send out an invitation to everybody that I could find on Facebook that I'm friends with under the age of 40, and furthermore, make the event open to the public so that if you do searches on Facebook for either harness racing or the Meadowlands, this event will pop up.
How many invites did you send out?
I sent out about 450 invites.
Nice.
And I did it a couple of days ago, and I've gotten back some responses, but obviously people are going to hold off. I still am waiting on over 300 people. Right now, between Facebook and just talking with friends of mine that I see on a fairly often basis, right now I have about 30 to 35 people that are going to be coming out that Friday night, and I'm hopeful that number will continue to rise. And basically, I just want to get them in the door, Norm, and let them experience horse racing and harness racing. And while I don't expect all of them to love it, I'm hopeful that a few of them do enjoy it. And this way, in the future, when a Friday or Saturday comes up with nothing to do, a group of friends say, hey, you know what, I went to the track a couple of months ago. Why don't we try it out? We'll go have dinner and bet some horses. And basically, well, what better forum to use than the largest social networking site in the world with over 500 million people worldwide? I figure I'll take advantage of that, and I feel obligated as one of the younger faces and one of the younger people in the industry to try to appeal to people my age. I'm in a position to do that, and hopefully this will start a trend. And, I'm just taking a shot, Norm, and I'm hoping it sticks.
I like your style, kid. Is there a chance that the friends you've invited will in turn invite their friends? I suppose it might happen perhaps after the first visit. But you know what? If you get about 50 new people in there, you're way ahead of the game. Because I guarantee you, there isn't a racetrack in North America that's going to get 50 brand new people into their track for the first time.
Yeah, actually, Norm, I have a couple of friends that have already made some phone calls, and they have some of their friends coming. So it's actually networked out that way a little bit, where I actually have people coming now that I don't even know that well, which is fantastic. It's still an interesting combination. When you combine a little bit of gambling that is very affordable, people, especially young people, they think of the racetrack, they put it in the category of gambling, and they think, like anything else, like craps, that you could go to the racetrack and lose a fortune. They don't realize the opportunities for making $1, $2, $3, $5 bets. I mean, you can go to the racetrack, bet $65 on the night, walk away with a profit, where you think about a craps table where you could lose $500 in half an hour like it was nothing.
And what about poker, for crying out loud? These kids don't think anything about entering a poker tournament or playing poker where they're chunking it in on the table, yet they think that horse racing is somehow going to bust them.
Yeah, and it's like everything else. ESPN made the Texas Hold'em fad. and it made playing poker cool for younger people. I mean, think about it. Poker, up until 10 years ago, at least as far as I knew, was an old person's game.
It
was an old person's game. My father, who was in his 40s and 50s and is now in his 60s, had poker games once a week, and it was for, you know, friends of people that was in that age group, and all of a sudden ESPN puts the World Series of Poker on TV, and it becomes the biggest craze since sliced bread.
It makes me nuts, to be honest with you, because, I mean, my idea of watching sports does not include watching five people at a table, four guys who look like they're known to police, and one femme fatale who you wouldn't bring home to mother, but you brag about to your friends. Not my idea of a good time.
Absolutely. And, you know, the sport, you know, in terms of nationwide marketing, I mean, it needs to get out there. It needs to get on TV. And unfortunately, you know, while I am a part of the broadcast team on the TV, I am somewhat limited, and I can't make any real connections in terms of that because, you know, I'm just a small-time player in the game. But what I can do is try to get some young people to the track and try to make the sport once again appealing to young people, because I think when you feel the rush and the excitement of having your horse in contention coming down to the finish line, they like that feeling. And if you lost $2 or you lost $5, it's not the end of the world.
No,
and you
big
get
deal.
To try again.
Yeah,
and you get to try again. And I think if I get people to the track, you combine that, you combine it with good dining and the opportunity to sit at a bar or get some drinks. I mean, there's so many different things that you could do at the racetrack besides just gambling. I'm hoping that the total package will lure a few people. And you know, like I said, I mean, I'm not looking to set any, you know, record handles here. I'm not expecting whoever I bring in to be betting thousands of dollars on the card. I just want to get them in the door, Norman. And I think the racetrack and horse racing will speak for itself once I get them in the door.
That's right. And it's important for our listeners to know that you're not planning some special event. There's not going to be a whole lot of bells and whistles. They're going to come to the track. They're going to experience it for the first time in most cases. And you're right. The sport will speak for itself.
Yeah, I'm going to, once I get back all of the RSVPs, I'm going to send out a follow-up notification to everybody that is planning on coming, and I will set them up with a short meet-and-greet, maybe at about 6:30 p.m. At a spot in the Meadowlands that I haven't quite picked out yet, and I'll give out some free programs and some free passes, you know, for the night and things like that. And then I'll tell them, look, you have a restaurant here, you have a bar here, you have another bar downstairs, there's a couple of teletheaters with your own personalized TVs. You know, enjoy the Meadowlands, make it your own, figure out what you want to do. And I don't want to control the situation. I want to get them in, say a quick hello, give them a couple of things, and then let them enjoy the track how they see fit. And I think that's the way to approach this, because I don't want them to expect that every single time you go to a racetrack, you're just going to be handed a whole bunch of free stuff and a whole bunch of promotions.
No.
Because that's kind of what happens when you have somebody who watches an event like the Breeders' Cup or the Hamiltonian, and they see all these people and they think that that's what horse racing is like on a daily basis.
Right.
It's impossible to replicate that every single day.
You know what, though? If you bring them to just a regular card, they're more than likely to say, okay, Hamble, I'll go. I've heard about that. I've seen it on NBC. You know,
right.
Well, listen, let me know how it turns out, will you?
I will definitely keep you posted. I informed the marketing department at the Meadowlands and publicity about what I'm doing, and they're going to get involved on a small scale just to give away a couple of things. And if it goes well, I'm going to try to do it again in the month of March before we finish up the winter meet on a bit of a bigger scale and a bit more organized. But like I said, just keep giving it a shot, Norm, getting some people in the door, and just see where it goes. And you know, if I get 30 people that wouldn't have normally been there, I'll consider that a success.
Darren Zicali of the Meadowlands going on Facebook to try and bring a whole new audience to our great game. Thanks so much for being on Trot Radio.
Thanks a lot, Norm. Best wishes to you up in Canada. Hope you have a continually mild winter up there.
All right. Take care.